Today, Be'ezer Hashem learned Daf Lamed Vav and begin the fifth parak of Masechta Shavuos. Some of the topics we learned about include Machlekes regarding Shavuos Ha'edus B'chol Kinuyin. If Edom made a false Shavuos Ha'edus with one of the lesser names of Hashem, are they liable? A discussion about the words Ar, Amen, Loi, Pen. The Machlekes Rebbeinu Chacham regarding Ha'kal B'kulam. If one blasphemed one of the Kinuyin, does he get Mises Bezdin or only Karas? And the Machlekes Rebbeinu Chacham regarding Ha'kal of the Imay B'kulam, if one curses his father or mother with a kinuy, does he get Mises Bezdin or not? Ha'makal Atzmei B'chavei B'kulam Oyvei B'leisase. If one curses himself or someone else with a kinuy, he transgresses a law for which he gets Malkus. The Mishnah's conclusion of Yakcha Hashem Alekim Zuhi Allah Ksuv Batayr. If the Tevei told the Edom a pasuk that mentions Hashem's retribution, that if they do not testify, they will receive this punishment, this is considered an Allah, which is considered a term of Yeshua, and if the Edom made a kfira, they are liable for a carbon. The Machlekes Rebbeinu Chacham regarding Al Yakcha, Vivarchocha, V'yitiv Lach, Rebbeinu Mechayev Chacham Patron, if the Tevei told the Edom that if they do testify, they will not be punished, or that they will be rewarded, which implies that if they do not testify, they will be punished, if there's a Machlekes. Rameyah holds that Edom are liable because Machalav Atashemehen. We do imply a positive and Einish from the negative, no Einish, and therefore this is considered a Shavua. While the Chacham hold that Edom are not liable because Leslahu Mechalav Atashemehen. We do not imply a positive from the negative, and therefore this is not considered a Shavua. The case in which even Rameyah holds Leslahu Mechalav Atashemehen. The next parak discusses Shavuos HaPikad, a Shemer, a guardian who swore falsely regarding an item that he was safeguarding, becomes liable for a carbon asham gezelis. The machlekes Rebbeinu Chacham in whether there is a distinction between mipi atzmai, if the shemim made the shvua on his own, and mipi acherim, if the owner placed a shvua upon the shemim.